It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. Continental breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with conference events happening from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Speakers include Apostle Trevor Banks.
Where you've been nursing a weakness. See, I'm just weak there. Well, start exercising. So you don't have that same excuse year in and year out. God wants to pull potential out of you.
Apostle Billy Thompson.
We have no reason to desert God. We have no reason to desert righteousness. We have no reason to say yes to sin. No reason. You are of the kingdom.
Dr. Joaquin Molina.
Do not be surprised that you're the only one in your family that decides to listen to God's instruction. Don't let the majority be the measure of your rule. Be radical in your family.
And Chris Fogel, come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com or call 772-465-0036.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And oftentimes they're led astray by the lust of their flesh.
Yes, sir.
And the pride of life. Or the lust of their eyes. But God allowed them to suffer that so that they were choosing. Now, there's only one way to heaven.
Amen.
And that's through the blood.
Amen.
He sent his son and devised a way. Anybody coming into that realm where God is has to come through the blood. Has to be born again by the blood. And I'm here to tell you this morning, whoever might be listening, ain't but one way. I'm going to say it again. Ain't but one way. Ain't no whole bunch of ways. God kept this thing simple, stupid, so that anybody can believe. Amen. It ain't about Buddha. It ain't about this one. It ain't about that one. It ain't about Muhammad. It ain't about Confucius. It's about Jesus. The only one that died, was buried, and then got up again. And he said before he died, ain't nobody taking my life, but I'm going to lay it down for 3 days. I'm going to go down into hell and preach to those souls down in paradise and take the keys back from the devil. On the third day, I'll rise again. And all power in heaven and earth, I'm taking it back and I'm giving it to my ecclesia. They will be my battle axe. They will be my weapons of war. They will represent me. They will be my glory. That's who you are. Amen. This thing didn't happen yesterday. Do you know hell wasn't created yesterday? People are like, there ain't no hell. Hell was created eons time ago for the devil and his angels. But because of man's rebellion,
amen.
Hell has enlarged itself.
Yes.
Now think about this a moment. These fallen angels that are much more mighty, their spirit is so much more mighty than our spirit. The best of our warriors, David's mightiest man, killed 800 with the sword and couldn't get the sword out of his hand.
Amen.
One angel in a night killed 185,000 and was ready. Next army? Who's next? Now, I want you to think about this, because these fallen angels are sent to hell.
Amen.
Yes, they are. And man's spirit is sent to hell.
Amen.
With these fallen angels.
Amen.
That hate humankind anyway.
Amen.
Y'all don't get the picture.
Amen.
That's why Jesus warned, you don't want to go to hell. It not only is hot, there's some demons down there. There's some spirits down there that don't like you at all.
Amen.
And they'll work on you, but you can't die.
Amen.
But you'll feel the pain.
Amen. Amen.
That's hell. And then hell is going to be delivered up. Everybody is going to be judged. Then they're going to be cast into a lake of fire. A bottomless pit.
Amen.
Away from God's presence. Can you imagine what it would be like without hope? I don't care what we've been through, how bad things have looked. Because you are alive, there's still a ray, a thread of hope. But imagine if that was cut, and you knew it, and you knew you ain't never getting out of there. That's a reality. That's why we need to be kingdom revolutionaries. People need to know the severity of what lies ahead if they refuse. Jesus, I said Wednesday night, the Holy Spirit will have to remind me this, but I'm going to start changing the altar call from all of those who want to accept Jesus to all of those who want to obey Jesus. It's not an invitation. Listen to me. It's a command. God is commanding all men. That's a command. Now not to not do it is disobedience.
Amen. Amen.
Think about it a moment. This is what I think the modern day church in the West has lost. Because everything's love. Love, right? God is love. When people are going into hell, God is still love. When people are being massacred, God is still love.
Amen.
He's still, that's the essence of who he is. But we can't neglect his government.
Amen.
That's why we talked briefly about imprecatory prayer.
Yeah.
We pray for our personal enemies. But if I find an enemy of the kingdom,
amen,
that's operating in the region, I'm not praying, Lord, bless them.
No.
You know, just had no. Lord, either save them or kill them. Save them or move them out of the way. Because they're... Do you know Alexander that resisted Paul in Ephesus? He said, Alexander has greatly resisted us. And then he said something about Alexander, that he would receive his reward. He wasn't praying for Alexander.
Amen.
You see, this is where we miss it a lot of times. We water stuff down. I'm not saying that we try to put curses on people or that. I'm just saying in the spirit realm is where we war. Amen. And listen, there was a guy that hired me to work, and I've shared this testimony before. And I just a little tidbit on how this works. When he hired me, I was just there temporary. I was still in missions. I was going back into the islands, and I was just down in Hallandale for a while. This guy was a very rich guy, entitled. You know, everything, he's just snobby, and he was older, and you know, but the thing about it, he cussed all the time. I mean, I don't even think the word cuss is the right word. the stuff that this guy spewed out of his mouth, because he had everything, he owned everything, you know, and so he had all these employees working for him, but he just cuss, and somehow the Lord allowed him to take a liking to me. And I had to ride around with him, listen to him cuss all the time. And you know, I was in the missions and all that. It bothered me, but it didn't bother me, you know. Amen. I just think, well, this man just shut up. He's cussing at everybody. We were riding down the street, he cussed through the windshield at somebody. I mean, literally, I'm serious. It was ridiculous. It was a demon spirit. But I would pray about it at night, but I wouldn't let it bother me. I wouldn't let it shake my... First of all, I knew because I wasn't going to be there long. Because all you want, I'm out of here in about 2 weeks. But one day I came in to work, and got picked me up, and we were riding, and he was cussing. Then all of a sudden, boom, he stopped. Never cussed in my presence again. Now, it wasn't so much me, but I know there probably was an angel there. Amen. It just slapped him on his mouth. In the spirit realm, I'm telling you, there, you know, and God answers prayer. God knows your heart. Even if you're not praying this, he knows your heart. He knows your situation. Take note of things like that. There are angels that are waging war in your behalf. Yes, they are. Waging war. We already read how God is a man of war. They're waging war in your behalf. Luke 19:13 has a word there that means, the word is occupy. Luke 19:13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Tell someone, occupy. Till he comes. The word occupy means to take possession of. To take possession of. To occupy. It doesn't mean just be a bump on the log. It means to take possession of. Our attitude with the devil is this: show no mercy and take no prisoners. Take possession of. Amen?
It's about legacy. It's about honor. It's about brotherhood and community. Men, you can't afford to miss this. The Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th at the Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. Continental breakfast begins at 8 a.m. with conference events happening from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Speakers include Apostle Trevor Banks.
Where you've been nursing a weakness. See, I'm just weak there. Well, start exercising. So you don't have that same excuse year in and year out. God wants to pull potential out of you.
Apostle Billy Thompson.
We have no reason to desert God. We have no reason to desert righteousness. We have no reason to say yes to sin. No reason. You are of the kingdom.
Dr. Joaquin Molina.
Do not be surprised that you're the only one in your family that decides to listen to God's instruction. Don't let the majority be the measure of your rule. Be radical in your family.
And Chris Fogel, come gain the tools to becoming a well-balanced man of impact. This event is sure to sell out as men up and down the Treasure Coast gather to encourage each other and gain instruction and wisdom on being the man God is looking for in this hour. Don't miss the Treasure Coast Men's Summit, Saturday, January 27th. Register today. Go to tcmensummit.com or call 772-465-0036.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
When I am weak, my strength down on my